Contrary to what that might sound like, it's a pack of dogs having a great time. I'm standing in the Animal Psychology Center in Rapid City, where a dozen or so dogs have the run of a massive 170 by 50-foot playroom. There are four huge couches to jump or sleep on, water, food, plenty of toys and bones, and Catherine Andrews, the animal psychologist.
Dogs come here because they love it. I mean, I call this Disneyland for dogs. They get to come here and hang out with their friends and eat bones, and it's a lot of fun for them.
Catherine Andrews has been taking care of and training animals since she was 9. She founded a humane society in Dallas in her early 20s and arrived here 7 years ago to bring her special insight into animal behavior to pet owners in Rapid City.
It's really hard to teach anybody, a kid or a dog, rules if they're full of energy.
Although some friends questioned her choice to set up shop in an area known for its conservative views on animals, Catherine credits famed dog whisperer Cesar Millan for broadening the understanding of animal psychology.
He has created a lot of understanding as far as dog psychology and created some reality with the public. Because, 10 years ago, you would say, I'm an animal behaviorist or animal psychologist, and people would just snicker, and laugh at you like, whatever. Like you were talking about witchcraft or something. But, it has changed because he's lent a lot of credibility to it. And I think that once someone has experienced going through a process with an animal, they're a believer.
The dog is who?
Sally. She's a boxer, a brindle boxer.
One of those believers is Kim Muchiknaus, whose boxer Sally had some issues. Catherine, the dog psychologist, explains.
I originally did a house call with them because she was too aggressive to bring to the center. She virtually just wanted to kill other dogs. She was unsocialized to the point where she did not know how to be with her own kind.
But that was then. Now, Sally's a changed girl, or dog. Not only is Sally willing to just sniff and not chew my microphone, but she loves coming to what Catherine Andrews calls doggy daycare.
She comes on Wednesday, Sally does, and when she knows Wednesday morning is there, Kim says she'll come to the edge of the bed and stare at her while she's sleeping like it's Wednesday, when are you getting up? And then, Kim gets up and she's like, let's go.
It took months of introducing Sally to other dogs, both in her neighborhood and then at the Animal Psychology Center, to reacquaint her to the pack mentality that all dogs are born with, a mentality that Catherine Andrews says is the most healthy for them.
I have people tell me that they can't drive in this part of the neighborhood on weekends because if they do, they think they're going to daycare. They just love to come. It's emotionally healthy for them to be with their own kind. Yeah.
See, I never would have ever thought about that before, but I never had a dog like her before.
Kim Muchiknaus, Sally's owner, comes from a rural background. Kim says the thought of taking a dog to an animal psychologist was beyond her, until she met a dog she couldn't handle.
Most dogs that we've had get along with other dogs, but she's kind of stubborn and just has her mind set a certain way, and she's not going to get out of that, so...
So that's why even after months of therapy, Sally returns to Catherine Andrews' daycare pack to remind her what it's like to be with other dogs.
This is kitty therapy, Jim.
Sally almost makes it out the door before one final lesson in socializing with cats.
Sally's on the end of a leash, and I've got the end of the leash, and I'm letting her meet and greet the kitties, but when she gets to... sort of obsessive or looks like she's staring them down or hunting them, I give her a correction. Be nice.
Standing in an outdoor pen with 8 more members of her pack, Catherine reminds me that a dog's behavior issues are never just caused by the animal. She says that's why it's important for people to be willing to seek help in order to learn how to communicate with their dogs, no matter what they're saying. The South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.